Simon & Schuster Audio presents Crier's Cross by Lisa McMahon. Read by Julia Whalen.
We. When it is over, we breathe and ache like old oak, like peeling birch. One of our lost souls set free. We move, a chess piece in the dark room, cast iron legs a centimeter at a time, crying out in silent, carved graffiti, calling to our next victim, our next savior. We carve on our face, touch me, save my soul. Chapter 1. Everything changes when Tiffany Quinn disappears. Of the 212 residents of Crier's Cross, Montana, 178 join Sheriff Greenwood in a search that lasts several days from sunup to after dark. School is closed, all the students taking part, searching roads and farms, trudging through pastures of cattle and horses, through sections of newly planted potatoes, barley, wheat, up to the foothills and back along the woods. They travel in groups of two or three, some nervous, some crying, some resolute, shouting to the other groups now and then so nobody else goes missing. Cell phones aren't much.